Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas along with Bobby Hebert, who's at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. And we are now joined by TJ Pagnetti, the run game coordinator. Coach, welcome to the show.
How's it going, guys?
We are going well. You picked a good week. You know, these things are all set.
They're all set. Of all the weeks, this is the one. I got it.
Yeah, they're all set well in advance. But, you know, sometimes you're just in the right place at the right time, and it is.
Right.
And so, I guess before we get too deep into it, so that we all kind of better understand your role and responsibilities, give us a sense of, you know, what a run game coordinator does.
Yeah, so, I mean, in the simplest terms, just coordinate the run game. So, like, what does that entail? Just getting kind of steering everybody in a direction as everybody brings their ideas to the table and just compiling them, organizing them, what works, what doesn't work. What are we good at? What are we not good at? And then throughout the week, scripting it, putting it together, getting it versus the correct looks and everything like that. But it's kind of like just steering that ship a little bit in terms of what, you know, Kellen and everybody wants to do.
Now, TJ, speaking of steering that ship, I know you probably, the little bird and Coach Moore's here, whatever, in the meeting room. Look, I would want us to average better than 3.3 yards a carry. But you know what's significant?
No question.
Is that we attempted to run the ball 37
Absolutely.
Times. We can't be running the ball 18, 19 times. And I say, oh, well, the game got out of hand. No, sometimes you didn't have the rushing attempts, even though when the game was close. Like I'm looking at Carolina. You know they want to run. They only had 23 rushing attempts. Now they only averaged 3.2. But that game was 10-7 a long time.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a lot of plays.
You got to run the ball.
Yeah.
You got to run the ball and stay committed to it, even if you're not getting 10 yards a pop every single time, because it's going to take pressure. It's going to take pressure off the quarterback. It takes pressure off the offensive line. And then it opens up your pass game. It goes back to complementary football. You need to be a balanced offense. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of times where the defense is going to dictate to you what you should be doing. And, you know, it's like that Mike Leach quote that I don't know if he got from Sun Tzu or something, where he's like, you want to go where they're not. But sometimes you got to run the ball just to be the more physical team, to establish the line of scrimmage. And then from an offensive line perspective, a lot of the time it's much easier to be the hammer and not the nail and attack the defender that you're going up against, as opposed to pass setting and letting him get a good rush on you. So I thought we did a really, really good job this past game of finding a little bit more of an identity of a winning football team.
You know, TJ, what I liked, and he's a big part of Saints leading rusher and all that, Alvin Kamara. You know, he's had success against Carolina in the past. Like, for instance, I said this in the pregame, total yards from scrimmage against Carolina last year, he had 215. I said, man, I would take 115 right now. And that's exactly what he had. I'm like, man, I'm a prophet.
Oh, there you go. You're a savant.
Yeah, but I'm looking like Alvin Kamara. Could you tell the fans, because, you know, oh, he hit that wall, he's 30 years old, whatever, we got to go a different direction. I still think if we block Alvin Kamara, he could still hit it and get it. I like on the screen play. You look at that chunk play. I told Coach Moore, boy, can we need to run a few more screens? But I'm not talking about wideout screens. I'm talking about old-school running back screens. You got 26-yard gain then. But just talk about Alvin Kamara and his contribution and how much football knowledge he has and how y'all interact.
Yeah, so, Bobby, I'd say you're dead on. Alvin is one of my favorite players that I've ever, you know, watched from afar and now have gotten to work with. He is the ultimate professional. Everything he does has ultimate detail. He knows where to step. He knows how to step. He knows where to attack. And I was really pleased this past game for us to kind of put it all together for him. And you got to see the Alvin that you guys have seen the past couple of years. And I don't know anything about a wall or anything like that. I think we give him the seams up front. He's going to take them. And I thought we did a really good job this past game. I just love even talking to the guy. He, you know, the amount of knowledge he has from his time around the league is extraordinary. And he's also one of the most unselfish people that I've ever met. You know, when you're not getting the ball every play, you know, I probably would be like, hey, what the hell? What's going on? And he's just someone that's like, I want to do what is ever best for the team, and I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to show up the exact same every day. I'm going to be a consistent pro, and I'm going to give everything I got. And then, oh, you give me the ball? Here you go. I'm going to deliver. And I think I'm just so pleased with him. He's been an absolute pleasure to work with, and he's made me a better coach, and he makes the team better every single day. And his effect on everyone in the locker room and all the young players too, really just the veteran leadership all over the place in this place has this place believing and fighting, as a formerly one-win team. And it's one of those things that, like, it's an exciting place to work for that reason. It's guys like him.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And I would assume a guy like a Taysom Hill, right? So on the final drive, and I talked to Coach about this, this is a bit of a two-parter, that, you know, on that final drive, when you just held it for 735, that's got to be just awesome. Alvin, +4, +4, Taysom, +4, +5, +5. It might not seem like big runs, but when the other team knows you're going to run and you put 5 on them, man, that's painful. So that's kind of wanted you to talk about that. But we have not really talked about an offensive line with Luke Fortner, Dylan Ray Dins, and Awesome Richards. This was supposed to be some, you know, but man, those guys stood up.
So the first part with the Taysom question, he's another one that I've been a fanboy of from afar for as long as he's been in the league, and he's been awesome to work with, and he's another guy and that, you know, gives himself to the team, whatever he can do to help the team win. When his number's called, he's ready to go, and you just see what he did there to end the game there with a, you know, a 7-minute drive to end the game. Like, there's nothing more rewarding in football, like you just said, than when a team knows you're going to run the ball to end the game, and you keep doing it over and over and over again, and you're just literally, not only that, but you're running it up the middle. And credit to Taysom, because Taysom's taking those hits, and he knows they're going to run him up the middle. And he's still just running up there, and he's getting 5 yards a pop, and it's one of the reasons why he's such a special guy and a special player. And it's why him and Alvin have been such great players here for such a long time. And that's the first thing. And then the second thing is, to answer your question about the offensive line, yeah, like between Dylan, Awesome, and Fortner, like, I'm just so proud of those guys. You know, they've been here every day this entire year, locked in, ready for their opportunity. They finally get their opportunity, and they made the most of it. And, you know, they didn't listen to any noise about how, you know, you guys have been backups or some crap like that. They approached it like they're starting NFL linemen, and they played like it. And I hope they keep building on it, because they had a good game and helped establish the line of scrimmage, and we'll keep grinding away with them.
Now, you know, TJ, what about boy, how are you coaching and like a young guy? Look at Devin Neal. I thought, you know, he has to take advantage of his opportunity. You know, you need that 1-2 punch in the backfield, because Taysom Hill is like a Swiss Army knife, a jack of all trades, you know, just unusual. But Devin Neal, well, we're counting on him, and where we drafted him, he averaged 5.5 yards a carry. He had a long gain of 14, four rushing attempts, three targets in the passing game. He caught three balls. He had a long gain of 10 yards. What can you tell the Houdat Nation about Devin Neal and your expectations for him? I'm understanding, I'm not in those meeting rooms, that he's real cerebral, that he knows what he's doing, pass protection, because, you know, you can't be, oh, we only can do running plays with him, then we got to tell him what to do in the huddle. Because I've been with running backs like that, that no matter how long they are, you can't be a dumb football player. You got to know what you're doing with protections and not only just running the ball. And I know that's what Alvin Kamara's always been. But Devin Neal, he just seems like he's a cerebral-type player, and now he's obviously contributing, being that 1-2 punch with Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, so he's what you said. He's a very, very smart player. His pass protection is good. It's something that he knows he's got to do, and he does a good job with it. And I think he's going to have a great career. He just keeps getting better and better in every day, and taking every little thing he can from Alvin along the way. Because he can't ask to be in a better room between Alvin and Joel to learn from. And I'm excited for him. I think from what we've seen from him so far, he does a nice job. He's almost like an all-rounder. Like he does a little bit of everything well, and I'm super excited to have him part of the team.
Now, TJ, what about obviously practice? You got to have a good scout team look, and you got these practice squad running backs. I don't know how to even pronounce his name, Ardrick. Whatever, a 2-year veteran out of Notre Dame, and then Evan Hull. They both their second year in the NFL, Notre Dame and Northwestern Wildcats. So how do you interact in practice, with these running backs, and to keep them ready because, you know, injury or whatever might come about, and that you want to give the defense a good look, but just describe your relationship with them.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, it starts just with them. Like, they got to – it's kind of the life you live when, like, you know, you're not getting the ball as the starter and in the league. Like, you got to stay locked in the meeting like you're going to start every single day, because you never know when your time's going to come. And then on the practice field, the nice thing about, like, with some of the scout team reps is a lot of the times on scout team, you're running the same plays, because a lot of teams got the same plays. So there's a lot of carryover between schemes usually from week to week. So you're getting similar reps, maybe versus a little bit different looks, but you're getting similar reps of what you would be getting from the one offense rep. So you got to take advantage of that, and you got to do everything full speed and approach every play like it's the real thing, every single snap. And I think those two guys do a really good job of that. I really, really like both of them.
Coach, final question. Appreciate your time. Got to wonder, you're from Bedford, Mass. It's a near an American Revolutionary town in Concord. You're northeast of Boston. And then you end up in Oregon, 3,107 miles away. And I love my parents, and I wanted some independence. But man, how did you you ended up being a student football intern? You worked under Chip Kelly, and you know paid your dues from the beginning of it. How did you end up in Oregon?
Yeah, so my my dad's best friend played college football with Chip at UNH, named John Nocera. He's kind of a mentor to me, and I just remember there was, you know, I wasn't big enough or fast enough or good enough to play Division I football, but I was just kind of looking at schools at the time, and I was talking with him, and he was just like, oh yeah, my buddy just got the OC job at Oregon. I was like, oh no way, can you call him? And so I flew out and met Chip, and he's like, yeah, we can do whatever you want, you know, just start you if you want to just, you know, help out, do little things. So I, you know, started out doing his like dry cleaning and stuff like that. Feeding his girlfriend's cats on away trips and kind of started taking notes on his offense. And one day he saw that I had a big notebook and notes, and he invited me in his quarterback meetings. And he ended up being a really, really great coach and is a great coach. And the rest is kind of history. I ended up going to Philly, and I followed him there. And he's taught me everything I know about football, him and Jeff Stoutland those guys. That's how I ended up there, is really kind of being in the right place at the right time. And then, you know, once you get your foot in the door, it's kind of what you make of it.
Well, you got a couple of Super Bowl rings, so I'd say it worked out pretty well. Hey, heck of a week. Get some time away. But, man, appreciate your time, and just, you know, keep stacking them.
All right, man. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.